Over 2,000 years ago, the Roman Empire was ruled by an extraordinary emperor whose story reads like the pages of an epic novel. This was Marcus Aurelius, not merely a ruler of vast territories, but a philosopher king whose profound wisdom and serene demeanor set him apart in a time of brutal conquests and palace intrigues. Imagine a leader who wielded not just the sword, but the power of Stoic philosophy, guiding his empire with both might and mind. His reign was marked by an aura of respect so intense that both allies and adversaries looked to him with reverence. In today's world, where chaos often reigns and respect can be hard to earn, the lessons from Marcus Aurelius are not just historical footnotes, but essential tools for anyone looking to stand out as a leader or simply be more influential in their daily interactions. This video will delve into 8 specific strategies inspired by Marcus himself that can dramatically enhance how you command respect, transforming not only how others perceive you, but how you perceive yourself. I have personally woven these ancient strategies into the fabric of my everyday life, experiencing firsthand their power to change the dynamics of interactions at work and in personal relationships. These are not just theories, they are practical actions that can lead to real and profound changes in your life. Get ready to embark on a journey back in time that will equip you for a better tomorrow. Whether you're looking to lead with more authority, maintain poise in challenging situations, or simply inspire more admiration among your peers, the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius has the answers. Let's unlock these secrets together and step into a world where respect is not demanded, but effortlessly attracted. Number 1. Embrace calm movements. In the world of constant hustle where everything demands urgency, slowing down might seem counterintuitive. Yet, there lies profound strength in the deliberate calmness of our actions. This notion is deeply rooted in Stoic philosophy, which teaches us that the control over our movements reflects mastery over our minds, a true sign of wisdom and composure. When you observe individuals who are highly respected and carry an aura of authority, you'll often notice their movements are measured and intentional. Consider a seasoned chess player who thoughtfully touches each piece, contemplating their next move with a cool demeanor. Their calm isn't just a show of confidence in their strategy. It's a tactic to unsettle opponents, projecting an image of unwavering control. Similarly, when leaders, whether in boardrooms, at public speaking events, or even in casual social settings, move with poise, they command attention and respect effortlessly. This isn't about mimicking slow motion, but rather embracing a pace that allows you to remain aware and present in every situation. It's the difference between reacting impulsively under stress and responding with thoughtfulness. The slow, assured handshake of a business leader meeting a new client sends a silent message of confidence and builds trust more effectively than a hurried, distracted interaction could. The power of calm movements extends beyond just physical motions. It influences our mental responses. For example, during negotiations, those who take a moment to pause and consider their responses are often seen as more credible and composed. This reflects the Stoic practice of withholding immediate reactions, which allows for better decision-making and displays a level of sophistication in handling complex interactions. Now, integrating this into your daily life doesn't require monumental changes. It starts with small, everyday interactions. Next time you find yourself in a stressful situation, try consciously slowing down your movements. If you're running late, instead of letting panic dictate your actions, take a deep breath and maintain your usual pace. This helps in maintaining a clear head to think about the best course of action without letting stress take over. The effects of such changes are more profound than one might assume. They not only enhance how others perceive you, but also improve your own self-regulation, a core component of Stoic philosophy. By controlling your external movements, you are subtly training your mind to manage your internal emotional states. This doesn't mean suppressing emotions, but understanding and channeling them through a filter of calm and control. In a world that often equates busyness with productivity and worth, choosing calm and deliberate actions is a powerful stance. It sets you apart as someone who is not easily overwhelmed and who values quality and mindfulness in their actions, traits that naturally draw respect and admiration. So, as we navigate through our fast-paced lives, let's remind ourselves of the wisdom in calmness. By embracing this Stoic practice, we not only enhance our interactions with the world around us, but also cultivate a serene inner world. This dual impact enriches our lives, making us not just respected figures, but also balanced and happy individuals. Remember, the calmest person in the room is often the one who has the most control, not just over themselves, but often over the outcome of situations. Number 2. Maintain steady eye contact. Eye contact is like a silent conversation, an unspoken exchange that says much more than words often do. It's a fundamental element of effective communication, fostering connection and understanding between individuals. While the eyes are often termed the windows to the soul, in the context of leadership and respect, they could well be considered the doors to trust and influence. Think about when you're engaged in a casual chat with a friend or discussing a critical business matter. The moments where you lock eyes tend to be those where you feel most heard and valued. This isn't coincidental, but a testament to the power of eye contact in human interactions. Maintaining steady eye contact signifies that you are fully present and invested in the interaction, which naturally encourages the other person to reciprocate with equal attention and respect. This practice aligns closely with Stoic principles that emphasize mindfulness and presence. By maintaining eye contact, you are practicing external control, which reflects an internal state of focus and calm. It's about being fully in the moment, an essential trait for anyone looking to lead or influence effectively. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, and how we engage with others through our gaze is certainly a powerful tool at our disposal. Let's illustrate this with a common scenario. Imagine you're at a networking event. The room is buzzing with conversations, and you're introduced to a potential key contact. As you discuss possible collaborations, maintaining steady, calm eye contact can set you apart from others who may glance away, check their phones, or look over shoulders for the next handshake. Such undivided attention can make the person feel respected and valued, laying the groundwork for a strong professional relationship. Moreover, steady eye contact is not just about professional settings. It plays a crucial role in personal relationships too. When family members or friends are discussing something close to their hearts, looking them in the eyes as they speak can make them feel supported and understood. It's a simple yet profound way to strengthen bonds and show that you care. However, it's important to remember that effective eye contact is not about staring intently without break, which can come off as aggressive or uncomfortable. Instead, it's about finding a balance where your gaze is steady but gentle, assertive yet inviting. It involves occasionally breaking eye contact in a natural, thoughtful manner to keep the interaction comfortable and positive. Integrating steady eye contact into your daily interactions also enhances your ability to read and respond to non-verbal cues. Often, a person's eyes can communicate much about their feelings and reactions, which words might not fully capture. By paying attention to these subtle signals, you can respond more empathetically and effectively, aligning your words and actions with the needs and emotions of the conversation. Number 3. Stay non-reactive in conflict. Conflict is an inevitable part of life, but how you respond to it defines your character and determines the outcome. Staying calm and non-reactive during these moments isn't about suppressing emotions or appearing indifferent. It's about choosing a response that aligns with your values and serves a constructive purpose. The Stoics believed that while we can't control the actions or words of others, we can absolutely control how we react to them. Think about a time when someone raised their voice at you, perhaps in a heated disagreement or during a moment of frustration. The instinctive reaction might have been to raise your voice back or lash out defensively. But what if instead you paused, took a breath, and responded in a measured tone? The shift in dynamics is almost immediate. By refusing to match the other person's emotional intensity, you de-escalate the situation and regain control of the interaction. This ability to remain non-reactive in conflict requires practice and self-awareness, both central to Stoic philosophy. The Stoics often spoke of imagining yourself as a rock in the sea, a steadfast presence that remains unmoved no matter how turbulent the waves around it become. When you adopt this mindset, you become someone who cannot be easily provoked or swayed, earning respect and authority in the eyes of others. One practical way to cultivate non-reactivity is to remind yourself that the actions or words of others are not personal. They're often a reflection of their own struggles, emotions, or perceptions. For instance, if a colleague criticizes your work in an unkind way, it's easy to feel attacked. But pausing to recognize that their words may stem from stress or insecurity allows you to respond with clarity and professionalism rather than defensiveness. Another example could be in personal relationships. Imagine a partner or close friend says something hurtful during an argument. Reacting impulsively might escalate the conflict, potentially leading to words or actions you later regret. However, choosing to step back, both physically and emotionally, gives you the space to reflect and respond with empathy. A calm response like, "I understand you're upset. Let's talk about this when we're both calmer," can redirect the conversation toward resolution rather than further division. The Stoics also advocated for the practice of perspective. Ask yourself, will this matter in a week, a month, a year? This simple question can often diffuse the intensity of the moment, helping you prioritize what truly deserves your energy and attention. Many conflicts that seem significant in the heat of the moment lose their power when viewed through the lens of time. Staying non-reactive doesn't mean being passive or avoiding confrontation. It's about engaging with conflict thoughtfully and strategically. When you maintain your composure, you set the tone for the interaction, demonstrating leadership and emotional intelligence. This approach not only resolves conflicts more effectively, but also enhances how others perceive you as someone who is capable, grounded, and wise. Number 4. Adapt to your audience. Every interaction is a unique opportunity to connect with others, and the key to making those connections meaningful lies in understanding your audience. Whether you're addressing a large crowd, having a one-on-one conversation, or simply sharing ideas in a team meeting, tailoring your approach to fit the people in front of you is one of the most effective ways to build respect and trust. This is not about being inauthentic. It's about meeting people where they are to ensure your message resonates. Imagine being at a family gathering where you're discussing an important topic. If you use technical jargon or overly formal language, your relatives might tune out or feel alienated. But if you simplify your ideas and relate them to shared experiences or family values, they're more likely to engage and respond positively. The ability to adjust how you communicate based on who you're speaking to is a skill that can transform not just conversations, but relationships. The Stoics understood the importance of empathy and practicality in communication. they emphasized the need to listen actively and observe others to better understand their perspective. For example, if you're mentoring a new team member at work, take time to learn about their background and experience level. If they're new to the field, break concepts down into simpler terms and encourage questions. On the other hand, if you're discussing the same topic with a seasoned expert, you might dive deeper into technical details and focus on collaboration rather than instruction. A great way to practice adapting to your audience is by observing their body language and tone. Are they nodding along or looking confused? Are they leaning in to listen or glancing around the room? These subtle cues can give you immediate feedback about how your message is being received, allowing you to adjust in real time. For instance, if someone seems disengaged, asking a question like, "Does this make sense to you?" or "What are your thoughts on this so far?" can help re-engage them. In public speaking, this principle becomes even more critical. Addressing a group of students, for example, might require using stories and relatable examples to keep their attention, while a presentation to senior executives may call for concise, data-driven insights. The content doesn't change in essence, but how you frame it does, ensuring it lands effectively with your audience. One of the most important aspects of adapting to your audience is recognizing that it's not just about what you say, but how you say it. A calm, friendly tone might work well in a casual conversation, but a firmer, more authoritative tone might be necessary when addressing a team during a crisis. The Stoics believed in observing and reflecting on the needs of the moment and responding accordingly, a principle that remains timeless. Even in challenging situations, such as disagreements or negotiations, adapting to your audience can be a game changer. Let's say you're in a heated debate with a colleague. If they're speaking emotionally, responding with cold logic might escalate the tension. Instead, acknowledging their feelings with a phrase like, "I can see this is really important to you," can diffuse the intensity and create space for a more productive discussion. Adapting to your audience is not about being manipulative. It's about respecting others enough to communicate in ways that resonate with them. This approach fosters trust, reduces misunderstandings, and strengthens your ability to influence and inspire. By practicing this Stoic-inspired principle, you demonstrate not only emotional intelligence, but also a commitment to fostering meaningful and respectful connections. Over time, this adaptability becomes second nature, empowering you to navigate diverse interactions with grace and effectiveness. Number 5. Speak with conviction. When you speak, your words carry weight. But how much weight depends largely on the conviction behind them. Conviction is not just about volume or passion. It's about speaking with certainty, clarity, and an unshakable belief in what you're saying. It's the difference between someone hesitantly suggesting an idea and someone confidently declaring, "This is the way forward." People are naturally drawn to confidence because it signals competence and trustworthiness. Think about a time when someone spoke with conviction and how it made you feel. Maybe it was a teacher explaining a complex concept or a friend sharing a bold idea they were passionate about. Their confidence likely inspired you to believe in their message, even if you weren't entirely sure at first. That's the power of conviction. It not only makes your words more impactful, but also influences how others perceive and respond to you. The Stoics understood this deeply. They believed in speaking only when necessary and ensuring that their words were grounded in truth and reason. If you think about it, conviction often comes from preparation and clarity. When you're clear about what you stand for, your words naturally carry more power. For example, imagine you're pitching a project at work. Instead of saying, "I think this could be a good idea," try saying, "This is the solution that will achieve our goals." That slight shift in tone and phrasing changes how your message is received. It moves from possibility to certainty, which is much harder to ignore. Speaking with conviction doesn't mean shutting down dialogue or being inflexible. It's about presenting your ideas with confidence while remaining open to other perspectives. If someone challenges your viewpoint, listen thoughtfully and respond with the same assured tone. For instance, if a colleague says, "I'm not sure this will work," a response like, "I hear your concerns, but here's why this approach is effective," shows both confidence and respect. Another key aspect of speaking with conviction is your body language and tone. Even the most well-thought-out words can lose their impact if delivered with hesitation or uncertainty. Practice speaking in a steady, calm voice with a slight downward inflection at the end of your sentences. This signals authority and finality. Pair that with confident posture, standing tall, maintaining steady eye contact, and using purposeful gestures, and your words will resonate even more. Let's not forget that conviction isn't just for formal settings. It plays a crucial role in everyday interactions as well. For example, if a friend asks for advice and you respond with hesitation, they might doubt your suggestion. But if you reply with confidence, even a simple statement like, "I think this is the best choice for you," can provide reassurance and clarity. Stoicism teaches us that conviction comes from aligning our words with our principles. When you truly believe in what you're saying, it shows. Your authenticity shines through, making it easier for others to trust and respect you. This is why self-reflection is so important. The more you understand your values and priorities, the more naturally conviction will flow into your speech. In a world where so many voices compete for attention, speaking with conviction is a powerful way to stand out. It's not about being the loudest or the most aggressive. It's about being clear, confident, and unwavering in your message. Whether you're leading a meeting, sharing your ideas, or simply offering a kind word, let your conviction show. It's not just about being heard. It's about being remembered and respected. Number 6. Use confident tones. There's something undeniably magnetic about the way someone speaks when their tone carries confidence. It's not just about what's being said, but how it's delivered that makes all the difference. A confident tone is steady, deliberate, and reassuring, signaling to your audience that you know what you're talking about and believe in it fully. It's a skill that anyone can cultivate, and when you do, it changes the way people perceive and respond to you. Picture this. You're explaining an idea to a group, and your voice wavers slightly, trailing off at the end of sentences. Even if your idea is brilliant, the lack of certainty in your tone can make others question it. Now imagine delivering the same idea with a calm, clear voice, maintaining an even volume, and finishing each sentence with conviction. It doesn't just sound better, it feels more trustworthy. People naturally gravitate towards those who seem assured because it inspires confidence in them as well. The Stoics valued control over the self, and that includes how we communicate. They believed in tempering emotions, ensuring that words were spoken with clarity and purpose. A confident tone reflects this control. It shows that you're not ruled by doubt or anxiety, but are instead grounded in your message. This doesn't mean you need to be loud or forceful. Confidence often lies in subtlety. A measured, steady tone can carry more weight than a raised voice ever could. Let's take a common scenario: giving feedback. If you're speaking to a colleague about something they need to improve, using a hesitant tone can undermine your message. They might focus more on your uncertainty than the feedback itself. On the other hand, delivering the same message with a balanced tone, firm but not harsh, conveys both authority and care. For example, saying, "I believe you can improve in this area, and here's how I think you can do it," with a steady voice shows that you're invested in their growth, not just pointing out flaws. Tone also plays a huge role in conflict resolution. Imagine two people arguing, their voices rising as they try to outshout each other. Now, picture someone stepping into that situation with a calm, confident tone, saying, "Let's take a moment to listen to each other." That single statement can shift the energy of the conversation entirely. Confidence in tone isn't just about asserting yourself, it's also about bringing calm and control to chaotic situations. Even in personal settings, the way you use your tone can make a big difference. Think about comforting a friend who's going through a tough time. If you speak softly but with steady assurance, saying something like, "You're going to get through this, and I'm here to support you," your tone alone can offer a sense of stability and hope. To develop a confident tone, start by slowing down your speech. Rushing through words often makes you sound unsure. Pausing between key points not only gives your audience time to absorb your message, but also projects calmness. Practice lowering your voice slightly at the end of sentences, which conveys certainty and finality. Pay attention to your breathing as well. A steady rhythm helps maintain a composed tone, even under pressure. Confidence in tone is about more than just sounding good. It's about embodying a sense of control and intention. It reflects your inner state, aligning perfectly with the Stoic ideal of self-mastery. When you speak with a confident tone, you're not just sharing information, you're inviting trust, fostering respect, and creating a space where your words can truly resonate. It's a skill that takes practice, but yields incredible results, transforming not just how others hear you, but how they remember and regard you. Number 7. Utilize pauses effectively. Silence, when used intentionally, can be just as powerful as words. In fact, pauses in conversation or speech often have a greater impact than we realize. A pause gives your audience time to reflect, process, and anticipate what's coming next. It's a skillful tool that adds depth to your communication, making your words carry more weight. In Stoic philosophy, the practice of measured thought and deliberate action is highly emphasized, and this applies beautifully to how we use pauses in our conversations. Think about a great storyteller. They don't rush through their tales. Instead, they pause at key moments, just before revealing an exciting twist or delivering an important lesson. That brief silence builds anticipation and draws the listener in, making the moment more memorable. You can apply this same principle in your everyday interactions. Whether you're explaining an idea, making a point in a meeting, or even telling a joke, a well-placed pause can enhance the impact of your message. In conversations, pauses can also convey confidence. If someone asks you a challenging question, taking a moment before you answer shows that you're thoughtful and composed, not rattled or defensive. Contrast that with rushing to respond without thinking, which might come across as uncertain or even careless. A pause says, "I'm considering this carefully because it matters." Pauses aren't just about giving others time to absorb your words, they're also about giving yourself time to reflect. Imagine you're in a debate or negotiation, and the discussion is becoming heated. Instead of jumping in with a quick retort, take a breath, pause, and then respond. That brief moment can help you choose your words more carefully, ensuring your response aligns with your goals and values. This practice mirrors the Stoic approach of responding to situations with reason and control, rather than impulsivity. Even in public speaking, where silence might feel awkward, pauses are invaluable. For example, after stating a critical point, pause for a couple of seconds. Let's say you're presenting a strategy to your team. This plan will not only save us time, pause. It will also increase our efficiency by 30%. That moment of silence emphasizes the importance of what you just said, giving it a chance to sink in. Pauses can also signal that you're actively listening. When someone finishes speaking, resisting the urge to immediately jump in with your response shows respect for their words. A brief pause before replying demonstrates that you're taking the time to consider their perspective, fostering trust and mutual understanding. Even in storytelling or casual conversations, pauses can create more engaging interactions. Picture telling a story to a group of friends, and then, just as we thought the hike couldn't get any worse, pause. We heard the sound of thunder. That moment of silence heightens the suspense, pulling your audience deeper into the experience. It's a small technique, but incredibly effective in keeping people invested. Practicing the art of the pause requires patience and self-awareness. In today's fast-paced world, where conversations often feel like a race to see who can speak the most, intentionally slowing down can feel unnatural at first. But the benefits are worth it. Pauses allow you to communicate with clarity, intention, and impact, all qualities of a confident and thoughtful speaker. Number 8. Leverage influence wisely. Influence is a tool, and like any tool, its impact depends on how it's used. It can build bridges or burn them, inspire others or manipulate them. Using influence wisely isn't just about getting others to do what you want. It's about fostering respect, trust, and positive outcomes for everyone involved. The Stoics believed in the principle of leading by example and acting in harmony with reason and virtue, making wise influence a cornerstone of their philosophy. Imagine you're in a leadership role at work. You have the authority to delegate tasks and make decisions. Now, you could demand that your team follows orders without question, but what does that achieve? Likely resentment or compliance without real engagement. On the other hand, if you use your influence to inspire collaboration, explaining why certain tasks are critical, seeking input, and recognizing contributions, you create an environment where people feel valued and motivated. Your influence then becomes a force for unity and productivity. Consider a mentor-mentee relationship. A mentor holds significant influence over their mentee's personal and professional growth. When a mentor uses that influence to guide with encouragement and constructive feedback, it empowers the mentee to grow and achieve their potential. This reflects the Stoic idea of acting with the greater good in mind, using influence not to control, but to elevate others. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, and influence falls firmly within that realm. You can't control how others react, but you can control how you present your ideas and how you lead by example. For instance, if you're trying to encourage sustainable practices in your community, you'll likely have more success showing how you've implemented those practices in your own life than simply telling others what to do. People respect action over words, and influence is most effective when it's rooted in authenticity. Let's also talk about influence in moments of conflict. When emotions are high, the temptation to dominate the conversation or force a resolution can be strong. But leveraging influence wisely means taking a step back, listening to all sides, and guiding the discussion toward a constructive outcome. For example, in a disagreement with a friend, calmly stating, "I want to understand your perspective better before we move forward," can de-escalate tensions and demonstrate your commitment to the relationship. This approach not only resolves the immediate conflict, but also strengthens the bond of mutual respect. Another dimension of influence is understanding its ripple effect. Every decision you make, every action you take, has the potential to impact others far beyond the immediate situation. If you're a parent, the way you handle challenges and interact with others becomes a blueprint for your children. If you're a manager, your attitude toward challenges sets the tone for your team. This awareness is vital to using influence responsibly and ethically. Wisely leveraging influence also involves knowing when not to use it, Sometimes, stepping back and letting others take the lead is the most effective way to inspire growth and innovation. By allowing others to shine, you show confidence in their abilities, which often leads to stronger relationships and better results. Ultimately, using influence wisely is about aligning your actions with your values and considering the well-being of those around you. It's not about control or personal gain, but about creating a positive impact that endures. The Stoics believed that true leadership comes from serving others and acting in harmony with nature, which in today's terms means being mindful, ethical, and empathetic in how we use our power. When you approach influence as a responsibility rather than a privilege, it transforms your interactions. You become someone others not only respect, but also trust to guide them toward better outcomes. This kind of influence doesn't fade. It creates a legacy of integrity and wisdom that continues to inspire long after the moment has passed. Thank you for joining me today on this journey through Stoic wisdom and leadership. Remember, the true measure of our influence lies not in the extent of our power, but in the integrity of our actions. Let's strive to lead lives that not only command respect, but also enrich the lives of those around us. If you're eager to dive deeper into the Stoic way of living, check out the next video on your screen, where we explore how Stoicism can transform your everyday life. Thank you for being a part of the Stoic Journal. Your presence and engagement make this community stronger. Stay wise, stay Stoic, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.